شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الأطيبين الأنجبين، بهم نتولى ومن أعدائهم نتبرأ إلى الله. Lesson 5. After the A'mal of Umrah Tamattu, on the 8th of Dhul Hijjah, we prepare to set off for Arafat, for Hajj Tamattu. Hajj Tamattu has 13 acts. 1. Ihram in Mecca. 2. Wukuf in Arafat. 3. Wukuf in Mash'arul Haram. 4. Rami Jamara Aqaba. 5. Qurbani sacrifice. 6. Halq Taqsir. Night stay in Mina on the night of the 11th and 12th. 8. Rami of the three Jamarat on the 11th and 12th. 9. Tawaf Hajj. 10. The prayers of Tawaf. 11. Sa'i between Safa and Marwa. 12. Tawaf Nisa. And 13. The prayer of Tawaf Nisa. The elderly, the ill, and the women who fear they may see their monthly cycle are permitted to perform the 5 acts to be done after Mina, before Mina, and their stay, wukuf in Arafat. The place where the ihram has to be worn is Mecca, and the place where you will be residing in. The best place will be Masjidul Haram, and even better is Hijr Ismail. Due to the heavy traffic and also the large congregation in Mecca, this mustahab is almost impossible and normally not observed. One of the other recommended acts which is mustahab and not observed today due to its impossibility is the night stay in Mina on the night of the 9th. The first action of Hajj Tamattu is wukuf in Arafat, meaning staying in the desert of Arafat from the noon till the sunset of the 9th of Zilhijjah. Staying in Arafat is essential and among the elements the rukn of Hajj. It was in this land of Arafat that Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salam recited the Suratul Bara'a, also known as Tawbah, the 9th surah of the Holy Quran, which was the message of disassociation from the mushrikeen. And it was Imam Hussein alayhi salam by this mount, that is Jabalur Rahma, recited the famous Dua Arafah. And the Imam of age, Imam al-Asr, Mahdi alayhi salam, one day of the year, we are certain of his location, as he alayhi salam performs Hajj every year. On this day of Arafat, he alayhi salam is definitely present, and many have witnessed and were graced by his presence. O God, we earnestly desire and grant us this special favor. We be honored to see him alayhi salam. Arafat means knowing, acquaintances. Islam is a religion which emphasizes on knowing. The first verses revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam are regarding reading, knowledge and the pen. The Almighty Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala taught Adam alayhi salam, and he accepted his repentance in this land of Arafat by this mount of mercy. Therefore, the initial level in Hajj is to acquire this acquaintance in Arafat. And this knowledge is associated with the special mercy of the Almighty Allah, which is His forgiveness. Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salam inquires from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, which sin is greater in Arafat? He replied, "The sin of someone who returns from Arafat and believes he has not been forgiven." After being enlightened with Ma'rifah in Arafat, we are permitted to enter the sacred land, the peaceful Haram of the Almighty Allah, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We then set off to Muzdalifah, that is Mash'arul Haram, so that our Ma'rifah is topped up with further shu'ur, which means insight. From Muzdalifah, we collect stones. Although we can collect them from anywhere in the Haram, but it is recommended that this be done in the plains of Mash'arul Haram. The size of these stones should be as big as a pistachio or a hazelnut. It must be lawful and unused. The wajib wukuf, mandatory halt in Mash'ar, is from the Fajr prayers to the sunrise. This wukuf, halt, is an element, essential rukn of Hajj. We are not permitted to leave the valley of Muhassir before sunrise. The area signs posted end of Muzdalifah to Mina is known as Wadi Muhassir, the valley of Muhassir. This is the place where the companions of the elephant, the Ashab al-Fil, perished. Women, elderly, ill, have an emergency halt known as Wukuf Izdirari. That is, on the night of the 10th, they halt here and then set off for Mina and stone the Jamara Aqaba at night. On the day of Eid, the army of the believers, the monotheists, the Muwahideen, on the previous night they had collected their ammunition, the stones, and soon after the rising of the sun, attacked the greater Shaitan. The first act on the day of Eid is to hit the greater Shaitan, or the Jamara Aqaba. In the past, this Jamara was in a valley. That mountain was demolished and the present flyover was built. This Jamara Aqaba is the boundary of Mina. On this day, we have nothing to do with the second and the third Shaitan. The greater Shaitan hidden behind the two, we will hit him with 7 stones. As you all know, this is the place where Shaitan appeared to misguide Ibrahim alayhi salam from carrying out the command of Allah to kill his son Ismail alayhi salam. And Ibrahim hit the Shaitan with 7 stones. Mina means hope. On this day of Eid, we have to oust the greater Shaitan. We then have to sacrifice our desires, temptations and greed. And finally, shave our heads. This means that we are prepared to present and give away ourselves.
I just want to go there and hit lots of stones to Shaitan.
No, just 7. Only 7, no more, no less. Yes, be careful that you have to hit until you are certain you have hit 7. Your intention has to be 7, not more. One at a time, one after the other. Don't just throw a handful of 7 stones in one go.
Why not more? We just want to get rid of Shaitan. Let's just break him into pieces. This way we have worshipped more.
This too is ta'abbudi, like the morning prayers, just 2 rak'ahat. According to what you just said, instead of 2, if I pray 3 rak'ahat, I have worshipped more. But we know that we have no right to add anything to this religion. Here too, we have no right and we cannot add or reduce.
Maulana, you talked about ta'abbud, obedience. Then where do we think and use our wisdom?
Listen, our acts of worship and obedience are based on wisdom and common sense. That is, first you accept God by your understanding and wisdom, and then you see his creation and find his wisdom in them. And it is with your intellect you know and recognize God and his eternity, his being needless, wisdom and merciful. And it is your intellect which commands you that every command of Allah, the Baraka wa Ta'ala, is not to fulfill his needs because he is Samad, needless and eternal. Not because he desires. He indeed is kinder to us than ourselves. neither is his command due to ignorance, because he is Alim and Hakim, all-knowing and all-wise. Therefore, it is the intellect, the wisdom, which instructs us that all what he commands has to be obeyed, even though its reasoning and philosophy will not be known to us.
Then where do we ask? Where do we question?
Listen, I have a question here. A few thousand years ago in Mina, what did Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam do in Mina?
He took Ismail to kill upon the instructions of God, and Shaitan, who was tempting him not to obey, he stoned him. But the knife too, by the command of God, did not cut, and Allah sent a lamb as his ransom.
Excellent, good. Ibrahim alayhi salam is our guide, our mentor. Ibrahim inquired about the most essential of our beliefs. Before the idol worshippers and Namrud, he presented valid proofs based on the intellect. But with regards to Ismail, he abided by the commands of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala without any hesitation and questioning. Why? Because he wanted to educate us that as for the beliefs, one has to think and base his beliefs on reasoning. And once you are certain, then it's only obedience and ta'abbud. Like you search and you inquire about a doctor and find a qualified, experienced one, then whatever prescription he gives you, you will accept it blindly and without any questioning. The major problem with most of us is that in our basic beliefs, our fundamentals, we follow, and in the issue where we need to follow and be obedient, we think. Just think for a while. If we were in the place of Prophet Ibrahim, what would we have done? What would we have said? We would have said, God, after a life long of waiting, you blessed me with a child in this old age. You then instructed me to bring him in this barren land, blazing hot with no green and no water, with his mother, and leave them alone. Now that he has grown up, he is my help, my aid in my old age, you instruct me to kill him. What type of a command is this, and with which wisdom does it match? All these ruthless and horrible people live and remain in this world, and this wonderful child of mine be killed?
Ismail was not killed anyway.
God wanted obedience from Ibrahim, just to say yes to his command. And this is the meaning of ta'abbud, submission and obedience. Although what we see is just the face of obedience, the essence of this obedience is love, desire and strong enthusiasm. Like a lover abides by the instructions of his beloved instantly. You must have heard people say that he behaves like a slave, as if he's been bought. But no one knows what a lover feels in his heart. The real worship and obedience of God too is love and enthusiasm and abiding by him. And this is what is meant by that verse in Quran regarding the sacrifice, that it is not the blood and the flesh of the sacrifice which gets to the Almighty God, but he wants your taqwa and your obedience.
Maulana, how do we increase the love of God in our hearts?
By remembering his blessings, his creation, sun, moon, skies, fruit, and above all, yourselves.
Can you quote an example of myself?
The small gland in your throat, what does it do? Thyroid gland, a very sophisticated chemical called thyroxine, is created by this little gland. A very complicated solution is secreted by this gland. If we were to produce it, hundreds of doctors, engineers, manufacturers, accountants, building, security, what and what not has to be availed, a huge budget, research, experiments, just to produce this hormone. Production and consumption is yet another story. A small gland from the day of one's birth till the day he dies serves us free of charge. Should we want or otherwise? Should we be grateful or not, that tiny gland continues to work. Who has designed the tasks of this small piece of flesh? Our father, our mother, ourselves? This is just one of the numerous other parts serving us. And for each one of these parts, there is a speciality in medicine. Every day, man learns more about these organs and acknowledges his own ignorance. All this is definitely created by a wise who is all-knowing. Someone with endless kindness has availed all needs and requirements to live and has provided all this free of charge for us and has asked us just to say 17 rak'at of prayers to thank him daily. Okay, after the stoning Ramya Jamara, Qurbani is to be done. Either a camel, a cow or a good lamb. In Hajjatul Wida, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam sacrificed 100 camels, 66 for himself and 34 for Amirul Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam. After this, the third act is halq or taqsir, shaving the head or clipping the nails or hair. Pay attention here, women will perform taqsir only, that is, clip their nails or hair, a bit of their hair or nail. And men, if it was their first journey, will perform halq, they will shave their head. And if it was not their first journey, then it is either halq or taqsir. Halq is better. It is the sign of being in the Almighty's shelter. The glorious Quran says, لَتَدْخُلُنَّ الْمَسْجِدَ الْحَرَامَ إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ آمِنِينَ مُحَلِّقِينَ رُؤُوسَكُمْ. You will surely enter the sacred mosque, God willing, in safety, with your heads shaven or hair cropped. One more point to note is that either you yourself will perform this taqsir or someone who has already done taqsir can help others with their taqsir. All hajis are requested to observe hygiene and dispose their hair in the bins provided there. With halq and taqsir, everything that was haram in ihram will be lawful, except wearing good fragrance. Now we have 5 acts to complete in Mecca and 2 in Mina. 1. The 2 acts in Mina are that on the night of 11th and 12th, staying in Mina, more than half of the night is to be spent in Mina. And 2. On the day of the 11th and 12th, the 3 Satans, the smaller, the middle and the greater, will be stoned, each one 7 stones, 21 stones every day. The sequence has to be maintained. During this time or after spending the time in Mina, 1. Tawaf Hajj. With the description and details that were mentioned earlier, the only difference will be in the niyyah. Here the niyyat will be Tawaf Hajj. The prayer for the Tawaf of Hajj behind Maqam Ibrahim to be offered. 3. Sa'i between Safa and Marwa. The same way as it was mentioned, 7 rounds. With this, wearing good fragrances becomes lawful. Careful, make a note here that before this, if you did want to take a shower, be careful not to use fragranced shampoos, soaps and gels. 4. The final act that remains now is Tawaf Nisa and the prayer after Tawaf. This is to strengthen the bond between families and to show its importance in Islam. It has been made mandatory. That is, God makes them unlawful and after purifying and enlightening them, fills their hearts with love and makes them lawful by marrying them by his own house. This tawaf too, like all other tawafs, does not differ. Only the niyyat will be tawaf nisa. This tawaf is wajib on both men and women. 5. By performing the 2 rak'at after the tawaf nisa, husbands and wives become lawful to each other.
Maulana, I am representing my father. He has passed away. He wouldn't marry and I too am single.
Regardless, if you do not perform tawaf nisa, you cannot marry anyone. Furthermore, just bear in mind, as you are representing your father, the intention of Niyabat that you are representing your late father has to be observed at all times. And in Tawaf Nisa, your Niyat will be Mafiz Zimma, meaning you abide by what you are duty bound to. On the 12th of Dhul-Hijjah, Hujjaj are permitted to leave Mina until Zuhr. After Zuhr, the Hajj is complete and they are permitted to leave. I hope Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala accepts your Hajj and you all by the house of Allah be enlisted among the best of His men.
Maulana, any indications or signs to find out whether my Hajj is accepted or not?
Among the signs of an accepted Hajj is refraining from haram wealth and income. I will conclude here with this glorious saying of Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wassalam that the enlightenment achieved from Hajj is always with the Haji until he has sinned. Allahumma arzuqni Hajj baytika al-haram fi aami hadha wa fi kull aam. وسبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك لبيك اللهم.